Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And here again on a great morning is Darren Frehill.
Isn't it just, Rachel? I think we've been following this journey with so much interest on this particular programme. And how many times over the last couple of years have we wondered whether they could do it? Could they get to a major finals? Well, this morning, we don't have to speculate anymore. We are going to the World Cup. It is absolutely fantastic to even just utter those words, isn't it? A 1-0 win away to Scotland in the qualifiers has secured our place at those finals at the Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. Amber Barrett, a young lady from Milford in Donegal, she came off the bench and she scored the all-important goal. Amber has close links with the community of Chrysler and she dedicated her winning strike to those who lost their lives at the weekend.
I know a girl with a golden touch. She's got enough, she's got too much.
Great ball from Denise O'Sullivan to pick out Amber Barrett, and she's in on goal inside the area! Oh, she's done it! What a goal for Ireland! Off the bench, and she has given Ireland the lead at Hampden Park. Superbly picked out by Denise O'Sullivan, and what a calm, cool finish by Amber Barrett. Scotland 0, Ireland 1.
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable finish by Amber Barrett in, down that inside left channel. A brilliant pass by Denise O'Sullivan, and as she's running through, what a finish. Amber Barrett, we know where she hails from. She bent down and she's touching the armband, the black armband. A brilliant moment, but unbelievable.
From Milford in County Donegal, a county that has had to deal with so much in the last few days, the tragedy in Chrysler, and it's a Donegal woman who has come up trumps for Ireland. What a superb goal.
Yeah, we know what that means. It means they're just jealous. They'll never do the things.
Yes, what a moment, what a moment. I'm delighted to say I am joined by the Irish manager live on the line now. Let's say good morning to Vera Powell. How are you feeling this morning, Vera?
I am feeling fantastic. Fantastic. I'm a bit tired, 2 hours of sleep, but other than that, it's absolutely an amazing day today.
How did you celebrate? Was it a late night?
Yeah, the FAI has really done something special. We were welcomed by the firefighters of the airport, which was something so special. And then we went straight on the bus and they brought us to a bar where it was just us. It was in the middle of the night. It was 2 o'clock and we had such a lovely party. It was so nice.
I am absolutely delighted you had that moment. Absolutely brilliant. Vera, in terms of being the manager, everything seemed to go your way in terms of the game plan, the penalty save. But was it in your plan for a player, a young woman from Donegal, with close links to that community in Chrysler, to come on and score the winner?
Yeah, it's so emotional. It's as if something brought it to us. I cannot have other words to it. It's so special. Amber wasn't really not the first person to put on at that moment. And we were thinking, what are our options? Because with all the injuries, we did not have much options to change things. But somehow felt so deep down inside, like Amber is the one who can come, who can go behind the defense. And halfway the week, she said, Vera, if you put me on, I will put that ball in. I will score. And doing it and say later, I told you, she just said to me, I told you that I would do it. But we needed somebody to go length because that was our only chance. The game plan was like that. Stop Scotland from scoring. And in the counter, we will get behind that defense. And we didn't really manage, but with her, we felt she's the one who is so determined to get there. And I think that this special thing over her, that she wanted to do it for the community in Donegal, that has given her this extra. I have no words for it. It's just something that I will always remember.
Vera, not so long ago, this team were struggling for equality, just to be treated the same as the men. We've qualified for the World Cup. What do you hope this will do for the game here?
It will explode, but it's not only the game here. It is for all women in Ireland that if you really want something and you put all your efforts in it together as a group, then anything is possible. It is something that you have no words for. You still can't believe it. But we have said after our defeat in Ukraine 2 years ago, we will go to the World Cup. We've missed out here. This will never happen again. We will go to the World Cup. And that determination, I think, from players and staff and FAA and everybody around us, I think that has given the sacrifices that we needed, and that has given the investments that we needed and the support we needed. But it's been those tigers on the pitch that have done it, because the discipline they've put in it is unbelievable. Maybe Atletico Madrid can match it, but I have never seen another team that's been so disciplined in the game plan and so buying in the game plan that we had set up.
Vera, we are so full of admiration for you, because you've been doing this against the backdrop of some very difficult and challenging times. But I just wonder, in terms of this achievement, what does it mean for you? Where does it rank in what you've achieved as a player and a manager? And you've done some amazing things.
I think that this, because of the background and the difficulties to be there for the players and at certain moments, and the way that they have reacted towards me, I think this is probably the top moment in my life in sport. Of course, it's the day after, and my emotions are still very high. But a year that was for me, actually, that I just wanted to get over. I just wanted to be 31st of December and just leave it behind me. And now it's been and made it one of the top years, because fighting together against this, because that's how I felt, fighting together in what I had to go through, with the support of everybody around me here in Ireland, and then achieving this with each other. It's something so special that, yeah, it will stick with me for the rest of my life.
Vera, on behalf of the entire nation, thank you so much. Well done, and well done to each and every one of your troops as well.
And thank you so much for all the support that we have received. Thank you so much.
Vera Powell, the Irish manager, the draw for the World Cup takes place on Saturday week, October 22nd. It's hard to believe. Pride of place going to the Irish team this morning. But for more on all the rest of the day's sports news, check out the RTÉ Sport website and the RTÉ News app.